Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your closing bell for January 21st, 2025. So in today's video, we are talking today just about interest rates. And it doesn't matter if you've already bought a house, because I'm coming out with a video this evening actually, that talks about refinances. And I'm debunking the top five reasons people don't refinance. So what I want to talk about in today's video is you have a lot of analysts coming out saying, well, mortgage rates are going to plummet down into the fives, so should you wait? And other analysts are coming back saying, well, the 10-year treasury, because of the deficit the way it is, the 10-year treasury could go up to 5, 6%, 7%. Some are saying 6%. So as the rule of thumb, you know, if mortgage rates, you add 2.5% to that, that's usually where mortgage rates are. So you're going to be at 7.5%, 8%. So where are rates going to go? So let's tackle that in today's video. So here's where they are today. And this is the close of the bell. And I thought mortgage rates would ease a little bit more than this today, but they didn't. So let's see where tomorrow's going to take us. But here's what we're looking at in the news right now. People were waiting for the Trump administration to come in, and they were going to say, okay, what are the tariffs going to do about inflation? Okay, so that's one of the big catalysts that we're facing right now. But until we know that, how can we figure out what's going on? So what I do every day and every night and even weekends is I watch analysts like this coming out with their predictions and their forecasts and what their analysis is behind the scenes, which is awesome with these is you can get what they're saying, and then you have time to watch it, record it, and then go back and research what they're telling you. So I do that a lot with these videos. So let's go over to this video. This guy was a little intriguing. He has a lot of rate cuts coming from the Fed. And then, so let's watch this. And then after the video, I'm going to show you some analysis and some data that I have to say if I agree with his maybe four rate cuts coming in 2025, or am I going to debunk that on the day? So let's get over to it.
Joining us now, Wimbledon Trust Investment Advisor, CIO, Tony Roth. Tony, thank you for being here. A lot of cross currents that the market is digesting this morning. How are you interpreting everything?
Well, there's certainly a lot going on as the market tries to find its footing with the new administration. Our forecast for the year is predicated on the idea of what we call chutes and ladders. We've all played that game when we were kids, where you land on a square and you go up or down, perhaps unexpectedly. And so when we think about what's happening right now, we're coming into a year where we see slower growth than last year, probably about 1.8%, which is predicated on a slowing consumer, but also pretty significant disinflation. And our base case is for probably four rate cuts. So we're a little bit out of consensus there. But we do see the economy slowing. We see some significant cracks in the consumer. And the market is trying to right now understand how these policies, these chutes and ladders, if you will, on the one hand, deregulation and the potential for maybe even expensing to boost CapEx. And then on the other hand, tariffs and maybe the size of the fiscal deficit and interest rates are going to potentially weigh on that baseline forecast for slowing growth and a soft landing.
So is that what you see as the driver of the chutes and ladders? Is it all policy, or are there other aspects that you're looking at as well?
Well, I think that it's for the most part policy. When we talk about the chutes in particular, which are the upside possibilities to that base case forecast, it is really the potential for deregulation and M&A activity. But that, very importantly, needs to have interest rates low enough to finance that activity, and at the same time, the potential for even greater increases in productivity than what we've seen so far in the cycle through capital expenditures. So that's all policy-based. But then on the other side of the equation, we do very much worry around the idea of interest rates moving too high and really squashing the soft landing, and a lot of that organic activity in the economy. If we end up with, let's say, the 10-year above 5% at some point due to either deficit or due to inflation. So on the ladder side, we're a little bit more concerned around the organic path of the economy, whereas the shoots are more policy-based.
It does sound, Tony, like your base case is that the 10-year yield goes higher, not lower?
Well, I think that we're probably looking for a base case of the 10-year moving sideways. And the reason is that, as I mentioned, we're out of consensus on inflation. We see inflation moving to 2% by the end of the year on core CPI year over year, which is a little bit weaker than the base case. The other thing I would say is that even if we're wrong on inflation, I think that what we're going to see is an administration that's so focused on rates that there'll be a lot of narrative and focus on whether or not 3 should be the new 2. whether it's in the context of a new Fed chair coming in next year, whether it's even potentially in the context of sort of shaking up the perception of Fed independence. If we get to a point where those goalposts are potentially moved a little bit so that we're not focused on 2%, that will also allow for lower rates. So when you put that whole picture together, it does suggest in our minds a 10-year that stays within that 4.5 to 480 or 490 range, which is where they need to be in order to fuel that M&A activity that we're talking about.
Kind of reminds me of the comments we got last week out of Waller, very dovish, and some speculation today that maybe he himself was angling for a Fed chairmanship. And I wonder if you think the rhetoric out of the committee, if that view is shared, is going to get more dovish in the coming weeks.
Well, I think that it's going to depend on the inflation data to a large degree. But I also think that depending on how independent the Fed actually is over the next 12 months or so, will have a big impact on what the Fed does. Because we clearly have an administration that has a lot of influence in Washington in lots of different ways. And there is a lot of basis for believing that 2 is an arbitrary number and maybe 3 would be just as good a number. And so if that goalpost can be moved without undermining the credibility of the Fed, which is a big question, then I think that you could end up with a lot more dovishness regardless of where inflation comes out.
Wow, he was all over the board there. So the consensus vote, he said, I think if I paraphrase this right, he's thinking the 10-year Treasury is going to be right about here, but he's also saying 4 rate cuts, but then he says if and the possibility of things. So let's just scratch that. And if the 10-year Treasury stays at 4.5 and even in teeters onto the 5% range, you're going to see mortgage rates stay right where they are, 7% range. If the economy starts, getting a little bit better, 6.5% range. Okay, so that's basically what he's saying there. But I'm going to give you my forecast of where I think mortgage rates are going to be in the next 2 to 3 months. And then I'll give you a further out look out. But it's hard to go past about 3 months because we get an inflationary data all the time. And every time we get it, the pendulum keeps moving. So I'm going to go out on a three-month tier here. I'm going to say we're going to get into the sixes. We're going to stay in the 6 ranges. And let's get to some of the data that he was pointing at. He said 4 rate cuts. So what I want you guys to understand right now, the federal funds rate, which they popped up on the board there a second ago, is 4.25 to 4.5. And they were saying there's a 99.5% chance that it's not going to move. And that's the consensus vote right here. So here's the rest of the year. And he's saying there's going to be 4 rate cuts. I don't know. They would be going all the way down to 3.5 on the federal funds rate. I don't know about that there. But so he's saying they're going to go all the way down to here. So this is where the projections are on the CME FedWatch tool. Now, the other thing, let's get over to the dot plot. A lot of people are forgetting about the dot plot. There is some relevance in this. So what the dot plot is what happens every time the Federal Reserve meets. They meet every 6 weeks. Well, 4 times a year, quarterly, they come in and they create a new dot plot. So at the last meeting, I think it was in September, they came out with this dot plot, and here's where they're expected rates to be in 2025. Okay, so right here is where we are right now, 4.25 to 4.5. If you go over to here, they're expecting rates to be at 3.5 to 4. So they're not expecting, the dot plot isn't expecting this, so the Federal Reserve members aren't expecting this. This is dictated by the market, the bond market. So the bond market isn't dictating this. So unless the markets are completely wrong, I don't see his predictions coming out. So again, my expectations are we're going to start seeing the 10-year Treasury ease. Couldn't get to 4.25. I think it's going to be about 4.25 to 4.5 range. So that's where I'm thinking we're going to be right now. You add 2.5% to that, that's where the mortgage rates would be. But as the economy and tariffs and everything else start to come into play, what's going to happen is the risk premium between the spread between the 10-year Treasury and where mortgage rates are, they're going to start to condense. So that's when you're going to start seeing mortgage rates come down. So I'm expecting the second, probably Q2 to Q3, some of these things to start working themselves out. By that time, we'll know the tariffs. We'll know other things that's going to happen politically and so forth through that. You also saw when he was going scrolling through, they said oil was plummeting at this time. So let's go over live to see what the markets are doing. The Dow Jones now has closed. It is up 1%. up 536 points. S&P's up 552 points. NASDAQ jumped up 126. Russell's. So this is a Cinderella story for today. We got green in all the indices. The VIX is coming down to 15. So the markets are pretty much stabilized right now. Let's get over to oil, see what oil's doing. It is dropping. We're at 76. That's fantastic news. We want this to be 70. 70 or lower is going to, you'll get a double thumbs up from me. Let's see what cryptocurrency is doing. Wow, it's still on a roll. It's up to $106,000. We'll start trying to get back to Stock Talk Tuesdays, but just really busy, folks. And we're trying to keep you guys updated on what's going on a daily basis. So if you're out there anywhere in the whole country, I hope to be your national or nationwide mortgage loan officer. Why do I gotta do I serve the areas you're in? You betcha. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Do I have the products? Do I have the interest rates? Well, let me put it this way. How about if I could offer you this? One application, one credit pool. I'm going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, here at ServBank, this is where I work. We're the 10th largest mortgage servicer in the entire country. But the unique thing is we're also a mortgage broker. So I have the opportunities to work with 30 other lenders to offer you their programs and their rates. So if the program's out there, I mostly have it. And if the rate's out there, well, I'm actually shopping you with over 30 different lenders. So hopefully I'm getting you one of the best rates in the country. Thanks for watching, folks. How you reach out to me is go to theRateUpdate.com. You can do three ways. One, click the Apply Now button. You're going to go right into our application. We really don't want you to do that. And not a lot of companies are going to say, don't click the, you know, buy now or apply now. We want to schedule a consultation with you. We want to talk with you. Why? You're most likely going to spend $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. You want to know who you're working with. So please schedule a consultation with me, Alan, or David, or you can scroll to the bottom of our website right through here, and we'll give you our 800 number as well as my email address. So give me a call at 844-775-5626. Or email me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. Leave descriptions and stuff like that down there, comments if you want. But if you got a question, please ask it through this email. Also, give me your phone number. Love to call you and chat to go over any other questions you thought of by the time you sent out the email and I called you. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. And I'll be back here tomorrow to see how this mess starts all over again. Take care. Bye-bye.